The Holy Gospel comes from the 5th chapter of Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks. When everyone on earth was dead and waiting to enter paradise, God appeared and said, "I want the men to make two lines. One line for the men who were true heads of their households, and the other line for the men who were dominated by their women. I want all the women to report to St. Pete." Soon the women were gone, and there were two lines of men. The line of men who were dominated by their wives was hundreds of miles long. And in the line of women who truly were heads of their household, there was only one man. God said, "You men should be ashamed of yourself. I created you to be the head of your household. You have been disobedient and not fulfilled your purpose. I told you to be the spiritual leader in your family. Of all of you, only one obeyed. Learn from him. Tell them, my son, how did you manage to be the only one in this line?" The man replied, "I don't know. My wife told me to stand here." Sorry. I'm not really sorry. So today is All Saints Day, and it's if you look online, if you Google it, it's one of the 9 festivals that historically the Catholic Church and Episcopal Church, other churches, have celebrated. It's one of the 9 festivals: Christmas, Easter, some other things. I can't remember the 9, but today is All Saints Day. And the reason we have one day, from what I read, was because in the history of Christianity, we have saints, you know, bigger name saints: Saint Paul, Saint Peter, Saint Andrew. And then you keep going through history, and people are given sainthood because they've done amazing things. And the calendar started filling up with days where all these saints were celebrated until it was too full. So now we have this one day where we celebrate saints. That's part of what this day is about. And so on this day we have this reading of the blessings. Blessed are you if you mourn, you'll be comforted. Or blessed if you're a peacemaker. Those 9 different things that are there are kind of frame, well, what the Gospel of Matthew is about. And that the things that you do now in my name are part of what the future is. It's like a present-future combination. The future is coming toward you. Every time you're a peacemaker, the kingdom of heaven is coming near. That's what these blessings are about. And so when we celebrate, behind me shortly, you know, people who have gone before us, it's a time to remember not only the grief that we might or the loss that we might feel, but it's a celebration of their lives. So one person I think about is Herb Brokering. He was a person in my Boy Scout troop. At one point, he got an award for being 65 years in Boy Scouts. I was a Boy Scout. My parents were divorced when I was six, so I didn't have a father figure really in the house. I didn't have any grandparents. My grandmother lived in Germany, so I really never had it. But he was like the grandfather for me. And so he was the reason that I'm, one of the reasons, main reasons, that I'm an Eagle Scout, that I went through scouting, made it all the way under the line for my 18th birthday, because that's how much time you have, but I squeezed it in, and partly because of him. Because he would remind me that, yeah, your parents are divorced, but you're still an awesome young man. And these things that we're teaching you, scouting, like the 12 points of the Scout Law, trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent, those points, if you live them, they're going to make a difference. Not only for who you are and make you a better person, but the world becomes better when you are trustworthy and when you are loyal and when you're helpful. You know, be prepared. Be prepared to love. That's what he taught me. So I will be lighting a candle for him. We also have kind of our current world, and there are saints among us, those who do things that, well, that just do loving acts, because being a saint is not complicated. It's just loving, whatever loving means for you. Love God with your whole heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's what Jesus says. Come follow me and do that thing. And love looks like so many different things. And there's a saint among us. I was thinking about this. I named Trudy Hoy in the first service as a saint among us because we had sung a song that she had written and Terry had put music to, breathe deep the breath of God, the breath of life through the word. It's just a wonderful, wonderful tune. Breathe deep. You'll hear it in this service. We'll get to it here. But there's a person who has been here for a number of years, and I was thinking that this person has some saintly fingertips. Just feel your fingers and think about what are the things we do with our fingers. You know, we touch and caress somebody. We had a puppy here earlier. If there was kids time, there might have been a puppy. But in the first service, we had kids and we had a puppy. Our daughter just has a puppy. Those puppies are so soft and wonderful. But think of the things you do with your fingertips. And this particular person has with her fingertips, with every fingertip that she has, probably for, I don't know how long, 60, I'm going to say 73, I'm going to guess, 75 years, she has used her fingertips to give great praise and joy to the Lord through music. That's Ray. Ray has done that. Millions upon millions upon millions of keys she's touched over the years. How long have you been playing piano? Yes, 75. She nailed it. Yeah. That's amazing. And she's been here about 30, right, Ray? Yeah. Just here alone, 30 years, millions of keys. Simply touching keys on a piano or an organ. That's saintly work. That's what it's all about. The biggest example I like of saints is kids, because kids speak the truth, and then at one point they don't, but they do speak the truth. They speak truly and clearly. I don't like that. I don't understand that. That seems wrong. Well, that seems right. And so when the kids come here, you know, they always say God and Jesus, because I asked who that was, who's reappeared here. And they knew it was Jesus. They remembered if they were here from before. Jesus was here. And what did he teach? I asked them. To love. Use your fingertips. Use your words. Use the gifts that you've been given. It's that simple. To be a saint. We're all going to fail. And, well, I'm going to just say for myself, I have failed before. I have not always been peacemaker. I have not always been some of the things that the Beatitudes talk about. But then I've had people in my lives, like Herb in my Boy Scout troop, who said, "It's going to be okay, Eric." Use those words in the Scout Law to guide your life. You're a faithful person. Follow Jesus. You know what that means. That's what it's all about. There's a story I came across about saints, which I think kind of wraps things up. And this is from Madeleine L'Engel. Did I say that right? Yeah. There's a story of a good man who dies and goes to heaven, and who is welcomed at the pearly gates, which are thrown open for him to enter. He goes through them in a daze of bliss, because it is everything he has been taught. Golden streets, milk and alabaster and honey and golden harps. He wanders the street lost in happiness, until after a while he realizes that he is all alone. He hasn't seen anyone at all. He walks and he walks and he sees nobody. So he goes back to the gates and he asks, "Peter?" "Yes, my son." "This really is heaven." "Oh, yes, my son." "Don't you like it?" "Oh, it's just wonderful." "But where is everyone? Where are the prophets? Where's the Holy Family? Where are the saints?" Peter looked at him kindly. "Oh, them? They're all down in hell, ministering to the damned. If you'd like to join them, I'll show you the way." That's what the Beatitudes are about. It's a frame to show us the way. Amen.